for this week's Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy conversation and communication between parents and children. Really just a fun way to start an interesting discussion with the child in your life, but also with any of your friends and family you are looking to spark some discussion with. And for this week's Kids Q, I am joined in the studio by Jada Drillo. Jada, thanks so much for joining me. How are you doing?
I am doing well, Brighton. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. I am feeling better today. As you know, yesterday yes. I had my second COVID vaccine. Actually, I got my second vaccine on Monday, but it really hit me yesterday. And so I was pretty poorly and achy and stuff, but today I'm much better, 100%.
Yeah, and I was in the same boat as you. It was yesterday morning that I felt it after getting mm-hmm. the shot on Monday. A bit of a delayed response. You and I both got one of the two dose ones, so I'm glad we were able to get through it.
That's right.
Brighter,
it's all behind us.
Brighter days ahead. Exactly.
We're stronger now.
Exactly. Well, taking a look at our kids' question of the week. This seems like it is a real doozy, and it is around a topic I am a big fan of, which is food. Mm-hmm. The question today is, what is the most memorable meal you have ever had?
Okay.
I definitely think there are a couple of ways to take this. You could say memorable in terms of like delicious and special, maybe some sort mm-hmm. of like special memory associated with it. Hence memorable being the adjective attached there, but also maybe memorable in a negative way too, in terms of something kind of like strange or bizarre or anything like
the
that. What mm-hmm. yeah, what jumps to mind with you when you hear that question?
Okay. So I think I actually have a really good answer to this one. I don't always with Kids Q, but, in my answer, actually, I would say the meal itself and the experience was quite memorable.
Okay.
So I spent, a number of months after college in Guadalajara, Mexico, where I got to eat a ton of delicious Mexican food. And while I was there, one thing that people kept telling me that I needed to try is beef tongue tacos. And the reason is beef tongue is considered a delicacy in Mexico. It's very tender. It's more tender than, you know, your normal beef meat. And so anyway, it's just kind of a specialty there. And it's not something that I had ever eaten. So,
or I imagine many people have eaten beef
correct.
Tongue.
Not on this side of the border, no.
Yeah.
So I finally worked up the courage to actually do this. And, you know, in my mind, I was just going to eat it like it was a normal taco without really thinking about what kind of meat it was. And so I went up to this taco stand that my friends took me to where they said they had the best tacos. And I told the person at the counter that I would like two beef tongue tacos, and he said, great, thank you. And he reached behind him and grabbed a huge tongue and slapped it up on the counter and just
oh
started
my gosh.
Popping it up in front of me.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I get
wow.
the full visual experience of what I'm about to eat. And so that made it a little bit harder to try it once I actually saw, you know, the actual visual of the tongue itself.
Yeah, I imagine so.
But I will say it was really good.
It was
better than a regular taco. So, you know, if you have a chance to try some beef tongue, I would recommend trying it.
There you go. You describing that reminds me of the scene in A Christmas Story, which is my favorite Christmas movie of all time, when they are getting Christmas dinner
yes.
at the Chinese food place and they cut the head off of the
uh-huh.
duck, but it is very, very quick and aggressive, I imagine. I imagine your reaction being kind of the same way when they slap
yeah.
the tongue on the table or on the countertop. Yeah.
Much like that, like the same, like huge, like butcher knife, just like, oh my God.
Wow.
I didn't need to see that part, but thank you.
You get a presentation with it. Yeah. Yeah.
True.
I think my answer probably is along the same lines of I was in a different country when it happened. Just a different experience because I just couldn't, we don't, you know, I think the U.S. is known to be the place that has really big meals, really big portions and
uh-huh.
stuff like that. But I was in a cafe kind of diner place in Brighton, England, as a matter of fact,
okay.
this lovely seaside town. With some family members in my immediate family who I was traveling with. And we had gotten lunch, and I had seen, I can't remember if it was in like a window or on like a pastry shelf or something like that, but they had jelly donuts. And it's not like a normal jelly donut. These are huge. They were bigger than my fist, Jada. And it's like, it's like cinnamon sugar on the outside, and it's not flat like a jelly donut here in the U.S. It's just a ball.
A big ball.
Ball that has jelly in the middle. Again, bigger than my fist. So I'll go with that one. That was pretty memorable because my parents were like, you're not going to eat that whole thing. And I was like, watch me do that. And also because I was just so, like, England's menus and their food over there threw me off a little bit because there are some similarities, but there are also some things that are extremely different than what we typically eat over here. But the fact they had a jelly donut and a jelly donut bigger than anyone I have ever seen in the U.S. stood out. And that memorable association of traveling with my folks at the same time, I think fits in with that too.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of great food that I have tried in different countries. And, you know, certainly it's nothing like what you might find here in some cases. And so, I have definitely had some really good experiences in eating out of the country and other ones where I just kind of have to politely eat what's in front of me.
Yep.
Hope to get it down.
I know that our staff picks tomorrow, we have another staff picks coming out on chapelboro.com, which involves our Lucky to Be Local campaign and many local faves and stuff like that. I know I submitted mine to give it a little bit of a preview. I'm a big fan of Linda's. Definitely one of my most favorite and memorable meals that I get is cheese fries at Linda's because I just have so many memories of doing that after games or just nights out with my friends during college. Linda's is one of my favorite spots to eat.
Yeah,
so
Linda's
that's
great.
An association. Is there anything that you included in your staff picks that has anything to do with food or a good meal that you like locally?
Well, I think that the first thing, honestly, that came to mind when you started talking about that is a restaurant that came to Hillsborough in the middle of the pandemic.
Okay.
They took the place of what used to be Mystery Brewing Company over on Nash Street. So it's not in downtown. It's just a couple of blocks away. And it's a restaurant called Napoli. And they actually started out as a food truck in Carrboro. So there may be some people that are familiar with that part of their business. But anyway, so they opened a restaurant in Hillsborough. And one thing I will say about Hillsborough is that it has several really great options for gourmet pizza. There's Radius Pizzeria, there's Village Pizza, or there's Village Diner that has pizza. There's some really good options, so all of them are great. But I have to say that after I tried Napoli, I can't have anything else. Like every time we try to order pizza, I just keep going back to it. It's something about the way that their sauce tastes, or I don't know what it is. It's really good.
You've caught the bug.
I highly recommend it.
Okay, well, that does sound pretty good. I'll have to keep that in mind when I swing through that area. Be sure to check out our staff picks tomorrow on chapelboro.com. They'll have that and many other local faves from around the community as we celebrate local businesses. And if you are driving around or just at home sharing a snack with a child or friends and family members, be sure to ask them our Kids Q, what is the most memorable meal you've ever had, and see where the conversation goes. If you get any great answers, be sure to share them with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and tag us using the hashtag Kids Q. Jada, thanks so much for joining me today, and I will keep in mind beef tongue in the future.
Be see it. Give it a try. Thanks, Bryden.
Your time is 3:40 here on 97.9 The Hill. We're going to take a quick break, but we've got music, news around town, and another look at traffic and weather together. Stick around.